Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. I can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps, I am uber excited. I have somebody who is not only exotic, but she's energetic, and she's a sister from another mister. Her name is Ifat Cohen, and she's with YCN Media Group, and today we're going to be talking about some kind of crazy stuff with video and deep fakes and customer experience. It's going to be fun. So, Ifat, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me, Brian.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It was such a great time getting to know you, and you're such a ball of energy. So I want my audience to get to know you a little bit. So let's talk about how you went from being in the Israeli military and working there to being a militant person on video and customer experience. How did that transaction happen?
So I was born in Israel, born and raised, and like every other Israeli, I finished high school and went to the military and was placed in the Air Force, in the Israeli Air Force. So I worked in a tiny little base, and I can't tell you more than that. And after that, most Israelis go, they have a job, and then they go travel the world. And so I worked as in security in the border between Gaza and Egypt, and there are stories that I can tell you about that. But after that, I packed my bags and I took a one-way ticket to Chile, South America, not speaking Spanish, thinking the entire world spoke English. And that was an interesting experience. I backpacked for 8 months in Chile, Argentina, Brazil, Peru, Ecuador, Galapagos Islands. And when I was done, I went back to Israel. I became a journalist and I was working there for like about a year or so and working with youth. I had my house, I had my dog. All I was missing was like a goldfish and a husband, and that would have been it. But my cousin from New York sent me an email and said, "Hey, do you ever want to come to the States? You can stay with me." And I said, "Sure, I'll be there in 2 weeks." And she said, "I'm going to Austin." And I said, "Fantastic, come to Austin." And so I came to Austin, I went to UT, graduated with honors with Spanish and business, and graduated and then started, you know, the whole thing of like, what am I going to do now? I started with MLM. That wasn't very exciting. We actually built that company, expanded it to Israel. It was a fantastic product, fuel reformulator. And once it was like huge in all the countries and everything, whoops. The owners decided that they are going to switch the product from fuel reformulator to Viagra. And so that killed the business. And I was kind of trying to figure out, what am I going to do? I loved online. I built websites online, and people were just buying my stuff from online. I was like, hey, that works very well. And then Google decided to launch Google Plus. I was one of the first 100 people to join it in beta. And I fell in love with the platform. I launched my own web interview show, and one show on one platform that most people don't even care about built my entire brand. So Google started flying me around the world to train their own employees and to speak at conferences. I worked with the city of Austin, was speaking on stages with Eben Pagan, radio shows, everything that you want. And then a few months ago, April this year, Google said, you know what? We don't like this Google Plus thing anymore. We're going to shut it down. And there go, you know, seven years of content and engagement and followers. And a new motto came to be, don't build your home on rented properties. And right? Which all of us are doing, right? Your Facebook friends are not your friends. Your LinkedIn followers are not really yours unless you own them. You have their email address or your phone number, your own website. It's not really yours. So, but what I've learned through these 7 years at Google is really how to have engagement. There was one time when I was doing my show at the same time that Gary Vee and Guy Kawasaki were having their little show about their book. And I had 4 times the views, the comments, the share, the engagements, and we went 3 times longer, like 90 minutes show. So I was like, you know what? There's something there. And I started applying it to clients, and we started making like $250,000 in 10 days, tons of shares, we go viral. And I'm like, wow, there is something in that live engagement videos. Mm-hmm. And I turned that into a system. And now we provide it as a done for you service to all people out there. No, not all people, good people out there.
Good chunk of people. Well, there's a couple of things to unpack here. And the first one is, the MLM that you worked for went from rocket fuel to pocket fuel, which is, something to be said, but that's kind of crazy. The second thing that you brought up, and I absolutely 100% agree with this, is, you know, I always say you need to own it. Don't build your house on somebody else's property. Absolutely. That is something that, you know, I get up on stage and preach all the time. It's, it's great to use social media to distribute your content, but you certainly don't want them to control it. And obviously you live that. And I've seen that happen to people on Facebook, build million people audiences, and all of a sudden, poof, it's gone. So, but the third piece is the engagement piece. And one of the things we were talking about that led up to this interview is, you know, you said everybody's in the leads business, and you're right. You know, there's so many people in the leads business. You know, they can get you leads, but, you know, then it's up to you. I watched this video the other day. It's like, hey, you can get 30,000 LinkedIn followers, and all you got to do is contact them all and tell them how great you are, and you'll get so much business you won't know what to do with. Now, my question is, who the heck has time to talk to 30,000 people, right? You know, and so what you're talking about is, you know, again, getting a more targeted kind of thing with video. But let's get into the basics. I mean, let's define the customer experience versus the, you know, the broadcast messaging, because everybody jumps on Facebook Live. And here's one other thing I want to kind of meld into this conversation is, in this Instagram star YouTube world, you know, people are trying to build brands. There are 8-year-old kids making $3 million doing toy reviews. You know, there's people doing makeup reviews and all this other stuff, and that's kind of transformed into what people are doing on social media too. They're turning on their own camera and they're sitting there talking at the camera, and they're not really having a conversation. They're basically just pitching their stuff, right? So what you do is a lot deeper. So let's talk about customer experience and video. What is it? What does it mean? And why is it important?
Yeah. So I'm glad you asked that, because a lot of people do pull up the phone with no strategy behind it. And I'm sure you see that all the time with content marketing. It's like, let's just create content. Let's just go live. The honest truth is that YouTube is already filled with all the answers that you ever need. And it's not just YouTube. You have Siri, you have Alexa, you have Google Voice, you have Quora. It's not a challenge to find answers to what you want and learn everything on your own. The problem is that a lot of people don't have that trusted advisor that they can pick up their phone and be like, hey, Brian, I'm looking at LinkedIn right now. I have this, this, and this. What do I do? Right? But you can look at all these fitness videos and all the how to generate leads and all that stuff that is out there. People are still broke. They're still lonely. They're still sick. They still don't know what to do. All that information doesn't help. What's missing is that human element. And we have the technology today to kind of like overcome that, right? The same way you and I are now talking over distances, right? And but we're keeping it private between us on this podcast. You can do exactly the same thing and talk to your audience in real time, like open it up, have a conversation. I know a lot of people are afraid of this because they're like, what if someone that I don't like shows up? Or what if they ask me a question I don't know? Well, if they ask you a question you don't know, then you're not the expert, right? Mm-hmm. Really easy to figure that out. But it's always fine to say like, hey, I don't know, let me go find out, or let me go ask someone. You don't have to know everything. But if you're like the helpful, guided advisor that is there to really help people and talk to them in real time, other than talk at them or broadcast to them, you're going to start standing out as that helpful person. And that will start building people, like, you know, it'll become word of mouth. Like, hey, you need some help with LinkedIn? Brian goes live every other Thursday. Jump on his show and he'll answer any question that you might have. And what will happen is two things. One, word of mouth is going to spread. People will come to you. They're going to start seeing you as the thought leader who actually helps them out, and not just go, you know, in theory, here's a webinar that I'm going to try to sell you the solution at the end. you're going to be start building that audience that looks up to you. So you'll become that thought leader. And second thing that will happen is you're going to stop the guessing game. Right now, a lot of people are creating content, kind of like trying to figure out and guess what their audience wants to hear. And so they're creating a bunch of creatives, a bunch of content out there, and they're putting my name behind it to see which one gets the eyeballs and gets the reaction so that they can create more of that. You're basically guessing, right? You're like, oh, I think they want to know this thing. Let me create that, see how that translates. It's all guess and test kind of thing. When you are talking with your audience face-to-face, you don't have to guess. They're telling you what you want, what they need, and you give it to them right there and then. And then you can take that and turn that into content. And now you don't have to pay to get the eyeballs because you got the eyeballs while you were creating the content. And so my call to action to everybody out there is stop creating content, focus on connection, because that connection is going to get you word of mouth, referrals, sales, buyers, everything that you need to get you to keep your business up and running.
Okay, so here is the $64,000 question, which should be only 64, yes. So I have no audience. I don't have anybody. Nobody knows who I am. You know, I've never done this before. How do you get people interested in actually wanting to come to one of these things and listen or jump on live, you know, because people are busy, you know? What is there any kind of secret sauce to getting people to actually be there, ask the questions so you can engage with them?
I love that you asked that. Because I have a step-by-step training for free that I can give you. But B, is two things. One, your question goes counterintuitive to everything that everybody is teaching about content marketing. When they're like, hey, you want to get out there, create a content calendar and put like a bunch of content, you know, a video and an image and an article and a blog and a tweet. But if you don't have an audience, nobody's going to see it. So your first step is actually what I call become a problem seeker. Like, go out and look for the problems that you can solve. Do a search in Facebook, hashtags, in LinkedIn, online, right? In Twitter, in Instagram. Find the questions that people are asking because everybody's bitching online, and go and actually help them. Be that helpful advisor. Spend like, you know, 30 minutes a day, 60 minutes a day just replying to other people's comments. And what will happen is that they're going to be like, oh, who's that helpful person? Let me go check them out. They're going to come to your profile. Now you start building an audience of people who are listening to you because you listen to them first. So if you want a friend, be a friend. The old ages thing, right?
Right. So then the second piece of this is, all right, I get these people who don't know me. How do I build trust? One of the things that we were talking about earlier was these deep fakes. And deepfakes, I mean, my favorite one was one that Barack Obama was sitting there talking, and it was actually, I think, Jordan Peele, and he was doing the voiceover, and it looked and sounded so real. It was just amazing. And not that that's going to be something that we, you know, marketers or online people have to worry about, but I think it's going to play into how people perceive what's coming over. I mean, people don't trust the media right now. When that starts hitting in social media from regular people, it's going to get creepy bad, right?
Totally. And you know what? I think it is happening right now. How many spam text messages and calls do you get a day?
Way too freaking many. That's all I can say.
Can't block them fast enough, right? And they're becoming really smart because now it's like, hey, it's Katie. I'm just calling you back. And I'm like, Katie, huh? You calling me back? Did I call you? Who's that? Right? Like now they're starting to psychologically kind of mess with you. I'm just following up on our conversation. I'm like, we never had a conversation. So the same thing will happen with those AIs. There already happened. The first cybercrime with AI took place, I think, about 4 weeks ago, where an energy company in England got a call. I think it's England or Australia, somewhere in the East, East Europe. The manager got a call from his boss. And the boss said, hey, I know it's Friday, I know it's really late, but I need you to transfer $243,000 to this account right now before the banks close. Had the same German accent, same, you know, inflection in the voice, sounded exactly like the manager. like the boss. And so the manager goes and transfers the $243,000 to the account the boss told him to. Now the hackers became greedy and they called three more times, and the manager was like, what's going on? And he called the boss and he said, why are you asking me to transfer all this money? And the boss was like, what money? And that's how they found out they got robbed. But this is happening. Like, this is the first big case, but who's to say you're not going to get a call and be like, hey, Brian, it's your mom. You know, the car insurance company called and they said your credit card didn't go through. Can you give me the number again? And be like, sure, it sounds like my mom. It looks my mom. Let me give the number. And just all that stuff. So these things, as they become more and more a part of, you know, what we're dealing with right now. Right now we're dealing with scam text and calls. When this becomes like a big issue, what will happen is a lot of people will just not trust anything or anyone that they cannot physically talk to, see, touch, interact with. And when that happens, everybody's here is going to be in trouble, because all your professional videos and all your like highly scripted text and all that stuff, they're not going to have the same effect as just a personal conversation with someone. And so your options are three. One, you could start doing live events and people will see you, touch you, hear you, know that you're real. Live events are expensive. You can't put them on as often as you want to. And there's a limited amount of people that can be, that can fit into that room. The second one is building an audience right now that knows, like, and trust you, and they can become your advocates, your brand ambassadors, and word of mouth will bring you clients and referrals. And the third one, which is what I love, is live video. And not just talking to people, but actually having people come in and interact with you in real time.
You know, kind of what you're talking about is something that happens all the time, and it's not quite as sophisticated yet. There are two things. Number one, you get these phone calls. Hi, this is Susan. Hi, Susan. I heard that you were blah, 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 blah. And then they pause for a second. And when they pause and they ask you a question, they're looking for an answer. And of course, they're looking for a yes or something that will guide the AI to what to play next. One of my favorite tricks is to say, what color is blue? And, you know, if it's a real person, they'll, excuse me, you know, I said, what color is blue? It's blue. You know, oh, okay, you're a real person. You know, if I say what color is blue and it keeps going down, you know, whatever path it is, you know that it's AI. So, you know, you have to, in your head, develop a, you know, a strategy to kind of thwart some of that stuff. The second piece of it is that when you're having these kind of thoughts about, you know, somebody going in and actually taking video and doing things, there's nothing stopping anybody from, let's say, put together a webinar and somehow or another they get a copy of it and they start publicizing it, but at the end they change it so it sounds like your voice and they put up a different URL, and all of a sudden all the money that you're trying to collect is now going into their bank account, and then people are coming to you screaming, hey, why didn't I get my thing? You know, so that's a reality that you're going to have to protect yourself about, and that's something to think about. It's not here yet, but it's coming.
Well, I love that you said that, because I didn't even think in that direction. There are so many people who rip copy right now. You're right. What's to stop them from taking an entire webinar and just running it as if it's you?
Right. And that's scary. You know, it's something that could happen, and that's something that you have to think about and protect. But let's kind of twist it and get into what I consider to be the final point, which is you know, you've got a system or things that you do. What are you doing for your clients that's different? I mean, why can't I just go on a Facebook Live and do this? What are you doing, or what are you helping people, or what's kind of the big picture that makes what you do better? Because I like better. I mean, you told me about a tool right up front called Sonia.ai that will record and give you notes to this conversation. It's AI. It can be very useful. You know, that there's very positive things with it too, and I want this to be a positive conversation, not scare the crap out of everybody. But yeah, so what is the thing that you bring to the table that's different, that helps people really build that customer experience, that engagement, builds that trust? What's different about it?
Yeah, I believe that the future of marketing is authentic engagement on a personal level. And the challenge is that it's very time consuming to be personalized, to be in person with a lot of people. You can't build your business like that, right? And that's why a lot of people try to automate and have webinars and all that stuff. So what we do, we have exactly like, think about a live event where people come and see you and interact with you and with each other, but online. You do that twice a month. You get people in and you stream that everywhere on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on YouTube, on Twitter, wherever your audience is. And the magic formula, though, the twist is, because a lot of people can do that, the twist is that you want to bring them to your own website. Don't build your home on rented properties, right? And on your own website, you control the layout, you control the messaging, you control everything. And only on your website, they can jump in and interact with you in real time. Now, you can do this, you know, DIY, kind of like just put up a camera and just a few phones. You've seen Russell Brunson do that, one with Facebook, one with YouTube, one with Instagram. You can do that stuff. Or you can do it professional with intros and outros and commercials and all that jazz and have a really professional production that doesn't take any of your time. We run everything for you. You show up, you look fantastic. We run the entire show. And then we take that and we turn that into unique content that Google loves to reward. So now you are found in search and in YouTube and you have your podcast and you have everything done for you from one interaction with your audience. So the magic sauce, a lot of people are going live, but very few people are interacting and with the audience in real time.
Just some geeky questions, because I'm a geek and you're a geek. You're a geek at. So what you're doing is you're taking, I provide you with a live stream. This live stream, then you take it and actually span it out across multiple platforms at the same time. I have a hard enough time doing a webinar looking at a Q&A. So how do you deal with, you know, questions from Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, all of those at the same time? Or how, you know, is it just on the website and it's just one interaction that way? I mean, how is that working?
Yeah. So think about like a TV show where you have a producer, right? Mm-hmm. And the producer is the one managing everything, cameras, comments, all that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. You don't have to do anything. You show up on Zoom. We feed you all the comments and we bring in the audience. We mute them. We bring them in. We make sure that they look good. Like you really have a producer sitting with you managing the entire show. So all you have to focus on is your interview and the one person you're speaking with. Everything else is kind of taken care of.
Awesome. Okay, that totally makes sense. So now you're, so as a client of yours, you just have to basically come to the Zoom, you set up the Zoom, you take care of all the behind the scenes thing and basically fan that out to everybody. So you're kind of managing it like a live broadcast would be in a news program or something along that lines.
Exactly. I tell my clients, just show up and look pretty. Mm-hmm. And say something smart, right, for the segment. But
exactly. Okay, that sounds totally cool. I mean, that's a, you know, that's a value add that I think that a lot of people could utilize, especially if they have the kind of audience that would be A, interested in being there, and B, you know, we're not selling $5 widgets. We're talking about selling much bigger ticket items, which, you know, that's fine. You know, you can still, if you're doing the MLM, just do the, you know, you're on Facebook Live, and that's okay. You know, there's a reason to do that. You have a set audience and they're there. But if you're looking to do bigger things, getting that professional help is going to make a big deal, because it's going to give you A, better quality, and B, it's really going to create that kind of engagement. And the key thing is, you know, once you've done it once, it's easy to do it again and again and again. And one of the things is you'll get more people showing up and more people engaging as you do it more, right?
Totally. And I'll give you two examples. I was talking to someone yesterday and they said, you know, our biggest problem is bringing people. Like, you're missing that audience. How do we capture the leads, right, if they don't know about us? We call it leverage. We're leveraging a few things. One, you leverage your guest's audience and their reputation. Two, you're leveraging social media algorithms. If we're geeking out, right? All the Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, everybody just want to push live. They want everybody to be doing lives. And so their algorithms are set to kind of get you more visibility and reach just by going live. So I have about 540 followers on Twitter. When I go live, I get 1,300 views. I'll tell you, Brian, I don't even know who they are, right? But Twitter is pushing that live so much that I get so much visibility and reach just by that. Facebook, same thing. I get 50% of the views just come from organic shares of Facebook. Mm-hmm. So if you hate to pay to play, if you kind of actually want to get in front of all your audience, just go live. leverage that.
This has been, you know, enlightening, fun, and everything else. And I'm sure my audience is going to want to learn more. So what's the best way for them to do that?
Go to viralconnectivity.com. You can click that button and jump on a 10-minute call with me if you have any questions about anything I spoke about. 10 minutes, there's no sales pitch. We'll just get to know each other and I'll answer your questions. And if you want to experience this in real time, amthatgeek.com. I go live every other Thursday at 1 p.m. Central. Would love to have you join me.
Sounds great. I definitely want to check one of those out. So if somebody wanted to connect with you or follow with you on a platform, is there anything specific or email that you prefer?
Just email me, ifat@ycnmediagroup.com. Y as in yellow, C as in cat, N as in Nancy, mediagroup.com.
And Yifat, how do you spell that?
Y-I-F as in Frank, A as in Apple, T as in Tom. ifat@ycnmediagroup.com.
Awesome. Well, Yifat, this has been just amazing. It's been a blast. You've dropped some really cool sizzling hot bacon knowledge bombs on my peeps. It's a pleasure to get to know you better, and I really appreciate your time and knowledge.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.